Welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine a wall full of records assorted into like cubbyholes with 150 to 200 records in each section. Now, normally I choose one of these sections to randomly grab records from and play them for you. On today's episode, we're going to take a look back at the tremendous artists that the world lost this year. I dug through our archives to find records from each of these artists and will play some great tunes from these performers who will never be forgotten, including the background track you hear behind me. That's Vic Flick on guitar doing the James Bond theme from the Dr. No. Vic passed away in November of 2024 at age 87 and will never be forgotten because of this one track he was on. Now, we're also going to start the show off now with a group from Scotland, and that's a group called Steeler's Wheel. And they were co-founded by a man named Joe Egan and his friend Jerry Rafferty. And they co-wrote the big hit song Stuck in the Middle with You. It was released on their debut album in 1973 and was produced by Lieber and Stoller, that album, so go figure. And the song went to the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic. Now, Joe Egan passed away on July 6th at age 77, but again, he'll never be forgotten for tracks like the one we're going to hear next. So here is Steeler's Wheel with Stuck in the Middle with You right now on Random Draw.
I fall off my chair and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a separate man, and your fancy all gone.
Raspberries and Go All the Way, featuring Eric Carmen on vocals. Before that, we heard the Moody Blues with Ride My Seesaw. And we started off this show where we look back at the tremendous artists we lost this year with Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You. Now, the Moody Blues featured Mike Pinder, who was their original keyboardist when they formed the band in 1964. Before he joined the band and formed it, he was an engineer and he worked at a factory that built Mellotrons over in the UK, like one of the first factories to build those. Hence, he became one of the first artists ever to use a Mellotron live on stage with the band. Now, he stayed with the Moody Blues through 1978, and the song we heard, Ride My Seesaw, was from 1968 and reached number 61 on the Hot 100, which was, I always thought, was a really great song. We listened to it from a compilation album here at WTBR called This Is the Moody Blues. And it's a two-disc compilation, Greatest Hits. It's catalog number 74-252 here at WTBR. Just packed full of great songs from them. Mike Pinder would later go on to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Moody Blues in 2018. And he passed away in April at the age of 82. Now, we closed up this first set of music with the Raspberries, like I said, featuring Eric Carmen on vocals. And this Cleveland-based rock band put out, that was their biggest hit. Cleveland does indeed rock with the Raspberries. This was their biggest hit from their self-titled debut album in 1972, and it reached number 5 on the Hot 100. I'm playing this from another compilation album. It's called The Raspberries Best, featuring Eric Carmen. It came out in 1976. It's catalog number 76-335 here at WTBR. Now, Eric Carmen, of course, would go on to have some solo hits like All By Myself and Hungry Eyes and Make Me Lose Control. And he passed away in March at the age of 74. All right, now we're going to put our dance groove on for a little bit as we look back at some of the great artists we lost in this past year. And we're going to start with a group from the New England area, and that's Tavares. They're from New Bedford, Mass, and Providence, Rhode Island, mainly. And it's a group of five brothers who formed the band and had a lot of dance hits. Now, one of the members, Arthur Pooch Tavares, died in April at age 81, and we're going to play probably one of the most famous Tavares songs, and that's a song called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. This song hit number 15 in 1976, and I'm playing it right from that original album called Sky High on Capitol Records catalog number 76-333. So here you go. Here's Tavares with Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel right now on Random Draw.
Thank you. sisters and my brothers. You will find them most everywhere. Wherever people are living together, you see they're all tied up in poverty and
I just can't control my feet. I just can't. control my feet. Sunshine, I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't blame it on the good times. I blame it on the boogie. I don't blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't on the good times. I blame it on the boogie.
Jacksons would blame it on the boogie. And before that, we heard Quincy Jones and Taking It to the Streets. And we started off this dance-heavy set of music with Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Now, Quincy Jones, of course, is the super producer, composer, arranger, trumpeter, band leader, yada, 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 who passed away in November at the age of 81. Again, if you need to know more about Quincy Jones or haven't heard of Quincy Jones, and you're obviously not a music fan, but if you need to know more, visit any of his Wikipedia pages or anything like that and just go through and just be wowed by the stuff he did. He produced Michael Jackson's solo albums Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad, and when they were making We Are the World, who do you get to produce it but Quincy Jones? Countless awards, milestones. He's the father of Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec, and The Austin Powers theme song, that was him as well. Now, that song we were playing was obviously a cover version of Taking It to the Streets, and it was off Quincy's 1978 album called Sounds and Stuff Like That, catalog number 78-413 here at WTBR. And if you recognize the vocalist, that's because that's Luther Vandross, who was doing the vocals on that with Gwen Guthrie. So there you go. So that was the great Quincy Jones, late great Quincy Jones, and his version of Taking It to the Streets. Now, we played that Jackson song, Blame It on the Boogie, because founding member and guitarist of the Jackson 5, Tito Jackson, passed away of a heart attack in September at the age of 70. Now, even though he was a very talented guitarist, the Motown producers just wouldn't let him play in any of the early Jackson 5 albums and stuff. So we didn't actually hear his guitar work until the Jacksons left for Epic Records, and then they started producing their own stuff. So in 1978, they put out their album Destiny, which had the song Blame It on the Boogie, which hit number 54 on the Hot 100. It also had the great song Shake Your Body Down to the Ground, but that one's like eight minutes long, so I couldn't play that version, but I love that song. It's a great album, great, you know, just R&B dance album from 1978, and that was the late, great Tito Jackson on guitar for Blame It on the Boogie. We're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment to hear some more music from artists who we lost this year in the year 2024. We'll be back in just a moment.
7WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
This will send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, alrighty, let's play some tunes.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
WTBR.
All right, we are back here on Random Draw, and we've been taking a look back at the artists that we lost during the year 2024. I just want to remind you to subscribe to our podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, Amazon Music, so on and so forth. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. All right, we're going to keep the music rolling. We're going to look back at a great songwriter we lost this year, and that's J.D. Souther. He's famous for writing such great Eagles songs as Heartache Tonight, Best of My Love, New Kid in Town. And he also was a solo artist, and in 1979, he was putting on an album called You're Only Lonely, and it was his biggest hit, peaking at number 7 on the Hot 100, and hit number 1 on the Adult Contemporary charts here in the state. He also had a hit song with a song called Her Town 2 with James Taylor. Now, he passed away in September at the age of 78. So here is J.D. Souther with a title track from that album. Here's You're Only Lonely right now on Random Draw.
Drunken head for cocaine! pregnant mom to be executed. Hundreds watch UFO battle. Ow! Chirping and rain on snake handlers. Play guitar in 7 days. Never gets dog and ate his son. His hubby's law. He will execute GD1. Non-stop weight loss. Gold bar looking like a horse. It's an amazing Bigfoot diet. It's an amazing Bigfoot diet. It's an amazing Bigfoot diet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Give self cesarean. Girl kills brother on the TV channel. Nude son bathers bean to a pump. Hunter bites crocodile's eyes out. Wife feeds evil hubby to the sharks. Princess convicted of beating her mate. Mom nagged our dead to death. I married a Bigfoot. I married a Bigfoot. That's a dingleberry chapel. Oh, let's all say it now.
B-I-G-F.
Kidding Band with the breakup song, They Don't Write Them. Before that, we heard Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper with the Amazing Bigfoot Diet. And we started off the second half of the show where we're looking back at artists we lost this year with the great songwriter J.D. Souther and his biggest hit, You're Only Lonely. Now, Mojo Nixon was a pioneer sort of in the musical genre called psychobilly. It's a mix of hillbilly music and punk rock, that sort of thing. I always think of like the Cramps or the Dead Milkmen when I think of like psychobilly and Mojo Nixon. Now, Nixon's best known songs that I always know him for is Elvis Is Everywhere. And of course, Debbie Gibson Is Pregnant With My Two-Headed Love Child. Great music. He appeared on MTV a lot in the 80s. That's sort of where I knew him. He was in a lot of commercials and a lot of promos for this stuff, and you saw his video for Elvis Is Everywhere a lot. Unfortunately, Mojo Nixon passed away in February at the age of 66. Now, ironically, here's a little story. He was an actor as well, and he was in the movie Great Balls of Fire, that Jerry Lee biopic starring, I think it was Dennis Quaid. Now, he played James Van Eaton, a member of Jerry Lewis's band. Now, 2 days after Mojo Nixon died in February, the real James Van Eaton also passed away. So there you go. How's that for weird coincidences? That was Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper with The Amazing Bigfoot Diet. And we close up this set with the Greg Kinn Band when their song The Breakup Song, which was one of their biggest hits. The song hit number 15 on the Hot 100 back in 1981, and it was off of their album The Rock and Roll. And it's catalog number 81-151 here at WTBR. It wasn't their biggest hit. A few years later, in 1983, they had the song Jeopardy off of their album Conspiracy, which hit number 2. Most of their big albums always had the word kin in it. Next of Kin, Rock and Roll, Continued, Conspiracy, Kintagious, Citizen Kin. So there you go. Greg Kinn unfortunately passed away in August from complications from Alzheimer's at the age of 75. So there you go. All right, we're going to turn it over to some rock artists. We're going to listen to a band that had, I'd say, a couple hits, but one really big one, and that's Great White. And in 1989, they had their biggest hit with Once Bitten, Twice Shy. This was originally an Ian Hunter song. This cover version rose all the way to number 5 on the Hot 100 in 1989. Now, of course, you remember Great White and their singer Jack Russell. Jack Russell's the one who passed away this year. He passed away in August at the age of 63. Now, they're infamous in about 2003 when it was Jack Russell's Great White that was playing a show in Rhode Island that started a fire from pyrotechnics, killing 100 members of the audience plus their guitarist in the band. But let's go look back at a happier time in their life, and that's 1989's great smash hit with Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Here's Great White right now on Random Draw.
God's world.
Brothers right there with Trouble No More. And before that, we heard John Mayall and his song Room to Move. And we started off this last set of music featuring artists that we lost this past year with Great White and their smash hit single Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Now, John Mayall, of course, was the godfather of British blues, and he passed away in July at the age of 90. And again, he's famous for pretty much working with everybody in the British blues scene. You name it, they worked with him at some point. So again, a great loss to the blues community there with John Mayall. And then we closed with the Allman Brothers, who this year lost their co-founder, Dickie Betts, who died on April 18th at the age of 80. Now, not only co-founding the Allman Brothers, he also wrote and sang one of their biggest hits, Ramblin' Man. Now that song we listened to, Trouble No More, was on their debut album, which here at WTBR is catalog number 69-11, the 11th record they got in 1969. So there you go. That was Allman Brothers with Trouble No More. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR, please visit WTBRFM.com. Until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.